It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being jinxed. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Of course, you can also call us 845-986-8804. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. That's Pippi Elix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe will be here when Joe gets here.
Yes.
On the show, my experience at Jets training camp. We were going to talk about it last week.
Yeah.
Tonight we'll do it on the syndicated portion.
Okay.
So we'll make sure we get to it. Drunks in the news.
Oh, good.
School of fools. Scam and scammers.
Yeah.
And scam busters. Okay. So, I want to get out of this house.
There's the door.
Yes. All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, filling dead air.
Let's talk about your gardening for 2 hours.
Okay.
No. No. You want to talk about my gardening. I'm like, no, I'm not talking about gardening on the air.
Well, you were talking to me about it before the show.
Because I'm talking to you as a human being, not as a co-host.
Well, that's a step up.
Well, this is why I don't do that anymore. Because you misconstrue my kindness.
I know, I do. You gave me an inch.
I won't again.
All right.
So, I realized I really don't have hobbies. Like, I play ball.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to later.
Which is a hobby.
Yeah, but it's a seasonal hobby.
Yeah,
and I've been kind of retired, so it's really not a hobby.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of, this is going to sound weird, but like work is like my hobby, but it really shouldn't be a hobby.
No.
And it's kind of my work.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have a hobby. So, I back in the day, I used to collect baseball cards.
Yeah.
I used to get like from the year I was born, like all the sets
right.
from the year I was born until I stopped collecting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, all right, you know what, I'll just start buying sets from where I left off again. They're not that expensive. What the hell?
Do you open up play with them? Or are you like one of those collectors that just like says it's got to stay in the box because it'll be worth more?
I put them in my bicycle spokes.
No, I don't mean wreck them.
I mean, go and play with them.
Do you open them up and look at them and like, you know, think.
I'm Mike Trout. Yay! I want to be Aaron Judge. All rise. I'm taking out his card.
do you like play games with other people? You had trades?
When I was a kid, I did.
I know. I meant.
I don't have friends, so I don't now.
Well, I'll bring my Yu-Gi-Ohs. And you
your
bring
what now?
You know those Yu-Gi-Oh cards or whatever they are. Oh, the kid. There's some kind of cards that the kids play with. I'm probably
Pokemon?
Saying it wrong. No, I thought it was Yu-Gi-Oh, but I don't know.
That's probably why you don't have friends because you play all the unpopular games.
I don't do these things anyway.
Clearly, no. So no, what I do is, yes, I know for their value, you leave them wrapped in the box.
Right.
A lot of this shit isn't worth that much anyway.
No.
I was supposed to retire on it. Did not work out though. No. Did not work out that way. No, what I'll do is they will come in number order, which is completely random. At least they used to.
Okay.
Like 1 through 800, 792, whatever it is, 825. I don't know what the new sets are up to. So what I would do is then I would put them in like team order.
Okay.
So I could like, and I'd put them in albums.
Right.
So I could like, oh, the 1985 New York Yankees. What a shitty year that was.
Yeah.
Well, at least I got Don Mattingly and a bunch of shitty pitchers that couldn't do. Oh, look, Field Negro in his 25th year. You know. But yeah, like I because you know I to look at them. I don't know. I haven't looked at them, and yeah, I hadn't looked at them in years.
Yeah,
they're here, but they're in folders, and you know, mm-hmm. until I stopped, and then I would just get random cards every now and then at a giveaway or something, and throw them in a box, and have no idea.
Right.
So I figure, all right, you know what? I'll buy a box of cards.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come. I'll put them in my album. I'll sort through them. I mean, it doesn't sound like fun. It sounds like organizing, which is like, well, considering all the videos I have of me, like all the clips of me that I have to go through.
That you have to organize?
Over a decade's worth of shit that I have like saved on hard drives that really do need my attention, but I just have no interest in seeing it.
Right.
There's probably a bunch of good jokes on there that I've completely forgot about.
Well, that's what interns are for.
Right. But
no, seriously.
I understand.
To catalog and organize for you.
I understand.
You.
But I can't let them be privy to such geniuses, which is why I don't have them do that.
Afraid they're going to steal your stuff? Bunch of intern hacks out there?
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, of course.
So that was the plan.
Yeah.
Going to get a pack of cards. Get a box of cards. I'm not going to collect like I used to.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't even know how that's done anymore. Like, it used to go everywhere you went. Like, you go to the gas station, you go to the supermarket, there's packs of cards.
Right.
And it used to be inexpensive. You could get, like, a pack of cards for 50 cents, a buck, $2, whatever the hell it was.
And you got gum.
Yes, you got gum.
Crappy gum.
They kind of stopped with the gum. But then, like, things started getting really expensive.
Oh, okay.
In the hobby. And then it get ridiculous. So I would just, like, buy the set of the basic Tops set of cards. That was what my plan was. It's not what I did when I was collecting. Mm-hmm. I mean, at one point, I was actually, like, a dealer. Like, I would go to trade shows and everything.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But not anymore. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy a set of cards. I'll go through them. It's from, like, the 90s when I stopped.
Okay.
Don't know what they'll be worth. As it turns out, I ordered a set I already had because I'm an asshole. So, stupid. So I'm like, all right, you know what? $25. Set of cards.
Yeah, so what?
I'm not doing it for investment. I realize now I could probably afford to retire for half a day on this shit.
Kick your feet up.
Yeah, I mean,
you got another hour.
I mean, some of the older ones are worth more, but like, you know, like in the 80s and the boom when I was a kid and all, everything's booming. Mark McGwire rookie card, be dialing people. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, all right, fine. So I ordered a thing of cards. And then I posted on Facebook, for those few of you that are privy to be my Facebook friends. I go, I don't know if this is a midlife crisis, but got my first baseball cards in more than two decades. If this is a midlife crisis, it's cheaper than a Dodge Challenger, which is a really sweet car.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Dodge Challenger is really sweet.
Okay.
I would like a Dodge Challenger.
Okay.
So my mother-in-law sees that post, and she's up from Florida. She's staying at my wife's uncle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I totally forgot that she moved.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
So, apparently he's been getting rid of cards for years because he went back and collected from, like, the 60s up until fairly present. And he was one of these guys that would get every set of everything, which is kind of because he had a lot of disposable income and was bored. Because at one point in the 90s, they were just putting out so many sets, it was ridiculous. Like, when I started, it was just Tops.
Okay.
Tops was the company.
Yeah.
Then there was Donruss and Fleer and some other companies, and then they started. And I got out of it when they started getting crazy. So he's like, I'll just give these to you. Because he's like, I've auctioned off a bunch of these already. So now I got, like, boxes and boxes of cards and sets, which I honestly don't think a lot of them have value. Much value anymore.
But they have the value that you had in them, looking through them and organizing them for fun and stuff.
Right, but this will take a lifetime.
Oh, no.
This is like, a lot of it's like factory sealed and everything. But here's the thing. So he's had closets of them. He was like, had eight closets full of cards.
Eight closets?
Yes, full of cards. He's down to one closet.
Wow.
But so when you agree to take something, apparently that means like now.
You're all in, yes.
It's like, but it's
now.
Like, it's like, but I
order a pod now.
Pretty much,
yes.
Yeah. It's like, wait a second. We're trying to move. You got this huge house that you live in that you're not selling for another 2 years. Beautiful house.
You couldn't wait until I get into the new place?
That's exactly.
No.
Exactly. Now we got to get it all out. Immediamente. It's like, fuck, I got to get a bigger storage unit because I don't have room for it here. We need to get a bigger storage unit now anyway, but we have like these huge bins of baseball cards in the house.
Wow.
You had to take. And there's more to come.
Oh, no.
And so now I'm just trying to organize the stuff I had.
Right.
Just to get ready to look at the new stuff, which will take me a lifetime to do. But like, I'm like, well, you know, don't you want to save a couple? You know, don't you want to save some of this for your grandsons? Like, they won't appreciate it. And then he decides to save some. So I don't know what he decided to pull out.
Okay.
For his grand. But I'm like, I don't know if these things are even worth anything.
Yeah.
So, like, part of me is like, well, that was fucking stupid. I just wanted to get, like, like maybe 20 sets.
Yeah.
Since I stopped collecting one set a year. Put them in my little, you know, would have kept me busy.
Yeah.
Kept me out of trouble.
Oh, thank God.
But now it's like, oh.
I know. You got.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
And another one of my friends, comic older than me, he's had collections of autographs and cards, like DiMaggio autographs, you know, Joe DiMaggio, Phil Rizzuto, like all these old-time greats, Negro League autographs. Buckle,
wow.
And he just wants to get rid of it all, too.
What?
He's like, I just want to get rid of it. Nah, I can't afford it. He's not giving it away.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, okay, so like people are getting rid of their shit, and apparently I'm accumulating. And I'm not a stuffed person.
Yeah, but you're like accumulating the leftovers after the cool stuff is gone.
Well, that makes it sound worse.
But you know, I'm sorry, but you know what I mean? Like, let me pull out the stuff that's valuable and sell it. Let me, you know, put a high price on the stuff that you want, but you can't.
Well, what happens with these auctions is you have to put in some, like, tasty treats in order to get rid of the bad shit.
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, these are just years of cards. Like, he had, like, through the 60s, and I think we're up to the 80s and 90s now, which is when the
market. When you stopped.
Well, I stopped in the early 90s, which is when the
market for them.
Exactly. So, was it a mistake taking him? Because he's like, well, you could just pick what you want, but it was, like, so much. And I was in pain, which we'll get to later. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like, I don't want to sit here and go through.
Yeah, it's a bad spot to be in when somebody's like, here's a truckload of stuff. There's some diamonds in there, but here's the truckload for you to sort through.
Right.
You got to take it and sort it.
Right. But I could have done that here and go, well, I'll take this one and I'll take that one. But I just wasn't in the mood. I was kind of pressed for time. I was in pain.
Yeah. I don't know, because, I mean, I understand that people, you know, enjoy them and, you know, that they have a monetary value as well as a sentimental value for people. I'm not really into them myself.
That's the one thing you don't collect.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Hillocks buys one of those collector's boxes every year for our nephew. And he's been collecting them.
Collector's boxes.
There's like a, I don't even know the brand name of it, but like you said, Tops. There's mm-hmm. some box that is about, I'm
of baseball cards?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tops then.
Oh, okay.
Because I think Tops is the only one currently licensed to do it.
Oh, I'm showing Davin my hands spread apart about a foot, and there's a little
I thought you were talking about Mr. Helix's manhood.
I could be.
Could be.
It's not square, though.
You don't walk funny enough for that.
Oh, the sharp edges would be bad. Paper cuts. Oh, God. Anyway.
I didn't know his cock had spikes.
I don't tell all my stories on here. All my secrets. But so he's been collecting them, you know, ostensibly since he was a baby because Mr. Helix has gone for them. And, he used to open them up and play with them and stuff when he was a kid. And they realized, oh, I should keep them closed, you know. But, I know a lot of men that like baseball cards and, you know, like to keep them and look through them and stuff. So I don't think it was a bad idea for you to take them. I mean, you can figure out what you want to do with them. If you want to, you know, weed through them and you decide to curate your own collection, like I'm going to decide that I'm going to specialize in this, and then you can get rid of the other ones when you want.
I probably won't get rid of shit I don't have. But if there's stuff I do have multiples of, you know, I might just try to sell some of this to get rid of the stuff.
Yeah.
Because I got like, I got like a bunch of sets from 1991 and a bunch of sets from like 1988 that I thought, these are going to be worth so much.
Yeah.
Bupkis. But if I, you know, just to get rid of them.
You know what would be really cool? To take the cards that you don't necessarily want so much, but it would be really cool to either do like a border in a room with them, like your man cave, or, you know, like even like use it like wallpaper and just put them all on there.
Well, somebody back when baseball cards were really big in the 80s, they made belts out of baseball cards. Like they laminated it.
Yeah.
That was, I actually had some.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool, but I'm not that talented. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. I guess I could do something artsy. I won't. I mean, they're probably just going to be in boxes, and they'll probably just be labeled, this is what's in here. But if I could get rid of some of it, I probably will, because I could see myself being, okay, this is too much. I don't need all of this.
Yeah. You're not a collector. You don't love junk as much as I do.
I don't like to feel my space be encumbered.
Right.
You know, it was really like a part of my life, and it hasn't been a part of my life in like 25 years. I mean, I still have the stuff back there.
Yeah.
But it's like now I got bins and bins to go through. But I do kind of feel like, oh, man, this is all stuff. But you can't, when somebody's giving you a bunch of stuff,
yeah,
and you know they spent thousands and thousands, you can't really go, well, this doesn't have any value anymore.
I know. So, no, it's, really,
like, so it's like,
you
cool.
sort it on your own time once they've given it to
right,
you.
Right, but now, it's like, I gotta get a fucking bigger storage unit now.
Yeah.
But then I told my wife, I go, well, that's it. If we get in the storage unit, no more hemming and hawing, we get rid of the house. Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know what the house will go for, but.
But does she feel the same way? Like, time to go?
I've been the one more hot to trot.
Really? Why are you especially hot to trot to get out of this house? Because it's a nice house.
Thank you. I want something bigger. I want to use my ping pong table.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wouldn't mind having a studio for this.
Ooh.
Possibly, you know?
I just got the chills.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, or an office. Or
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I just need more, or and a gym.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, I've got weights lying around all over the place. I mean, there's things.
I wish you would not talk about me on the air like that.
You're not a weight, you're an anchor.
Same difference.
Exactly. So. But yeah, so you don't think it was a mistake taking all that?
No, not necessarily.
I think it's a little much though, to expect me to take it like all right away. It's like, oh, come on, dude.
That was a bit much. But yeah. But you know, that's the kind of thing that happens all the time is that you have to go, oh, well, you know, I'm going to give this to you, but you have to take it now. So you have to make a split decision.
I'd rather have it than not have it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean, worst case. If I didn't want stuff, I could throw it away. I won't, but
right.
I mean, I could. But I have started, like, sorting through stuff, not the stuff he gave me, but other stuff just to, in preparation for it, and I don't mind it.
Yeah, no, it's kind of fun. That's the point. It's
like, I got the news on so I could see how the world's ending, and I'm going through old baseball cards.
Yep.
But it used to be, like, I could look at, like, just, like, a little piece of a card from, like, a certain year, say, 1988, 1987. Just a little piece, little corner, a little bit, and I'd tell you exactly who it was.
Wow.
That's how well I knew the cards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my nana used to have some really cool cards. I mean, you're the collector, not me, but they were really old. They were from the 20s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she had... this just totally pissed me off. My, you know how, like, when somebody dies, the family all become money grubbers and awful people, and they steal from each other if they can, and, you know, everybody comes, that's mine.
Giving me ideas.
Yeah. No, this is the plotted course for every family, apparently.
Okay, I was unaware.
Yeah. Oh, God. When somebody, the elder of the family dies, everybody becomes money-grubbing thieves and whores. It's mm-hmm. horrible. So my nana had, you know, a bunch of daughters, and they had their own families and yada, yada. And she had some neat collectibles, not things that I would go, oh, I have to have that on my wall. But, I mean, I knew that there were some things that she owned that had value. And it turned out that this is a terrible idea to get two sisters to be executrix of the estate. And the two of them were, like, you know, battling over what to do. But they were in a standstill for years, so nothing got done. And then one of them decided, oh, I'm gonna take over all the financial stuff. But she also lived closer and had the key to the house, and things would start missing.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Start cherry picking.
Yeah, you know, so stuff like that was starting to go on. And one of the things that, I mean, they would, they said they wanted somebody from each one of the families to go and pick something that was of sentimental value to keep, you
right.
know.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
Yeah, and then, you know, they were going to...
I want her undo it.
No. No, pervy Uncle Phil. No! Get out! Out! Nana undies. No!
Hot.
Lisa says it's a great way to hold up probate. I know. Oh, it was terrible. Years. So, the thing was that they just... things went missing, like, and everybody knew the kind of stuff that she had collected, and those baseball cards apparently had a lot of value. Nobody knows where they went.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? And she had some statues that, like, little things, but they were collectibles, and they had value, mm-hmm. and some coins, and yada yada.
Here's the thing about that stuff. Ugh. It doesn't have value unless somebody will give you money for it.
Right.
You look at a book, or, oh, this is worth X amount. Well, if nobody's going to give you that.
That's, yeah, exactly. No. I mean, it has value if you appreciate its beauty. You know, if something like that.
Yes.
or like those baseball cards. If they give you pleasure to look through them and think about the game and the
how much pleasure they, I haven't looked at this shit in 20 years. Really, how much pleasure is it really going to give me? Well, I think I just did this to occupy my mind.
Okay,
I think that's probably what I did. It's like I should have some sort of hobby. I'm a grown man, and you can't go banging whores all the time because they talk.
So let me do what I did when I was a child.
Bang young whores. What an excellent idea. It is kind of...
Yeah, don't start looking at six-year-olds in a certain way because we will lock you up.
No, you won't. You'll be fine with it. But it is kind of interesting. Go back to... Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, he's going back to his childhood. Is he? Really? It's a little... When you put it like that, that sounds really sad.
But you know what? It's definitely... You're in the time period to do this.
I understand. But it's a little sad.
No, I bought a small... collection, very small collection of the dolls that I used to play with when I was a girl. It was like an impulse thing, but I got them because I remember playing them with them, and I saw them.
Did you take them out to play with them again?
No, I haven't, but I took them. The lady beautifully wrapped every little thing I bought, and I was like, oh my, it was like Christmas to me. It was like, oh my God, look at the cute little shoes. Oh my God.
So why haven't you played with them?
I haven't yet. I'm
you will.
I'm trying to decide, like, I want to put them up on a shelf and, like, just have them as a little display because it brings me back to a really fun part of my childhood.
There you go.
You know? Yeah. And so well, it's all about, like, does it bring you... Things are worth something. Do they bring you pleasure?
See, I did not like drinking milk. I still don't like drinking milk.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Like, if I would like drink milk, and I was a good negotiator. I got down to Nestle's quick chocolate milk.
Okay.
Well, not like the mix where you would like buy it already made. That is the sweetest, most delicious chocolate milk.
Oh.
It's like IV sugar right to the fucking veins.
If
I would drink that, I would get baseball cards.
Really?
Yes, if I would drink milk.
Hold the phone. If you drank liquid sugar, you got a treat.
Well, I was also drinking something out of a cow. You know, I was getting calcium because I did not like milk.
Wait a minute. If you feed me a steak, do I get a trip?
Pretty much. Also, if I got like good...
Sweet!
If I got really good grades.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the big card growing up was a player I'm sure we both love, Don Mattingly. Remember Don Mattingly?
Yeah, of course.
His 1984
Donny baseball.
His 1984 Don Ross rookie card. That was one of the companies.
Okay.
That one was worth more than the other rookie cards,
right?
Because it was rarer. So I got like really good grades, and I got that as a
nice. So
baseball cards were a reward.
Yeah, they are.
So
yeah.
Maybe I'm rewarding myself. I don't know. I mean, you could probably do a whole bunch of psychoanalysis on me. Or maybe I was just fucking bored. And now I got a bunch of cards to go through that I wasn't planning on. I think that's most likely what it was. I was sitting here on the couch going, I got to do something else besides sit here on the couch.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you also need to, you know, occupy your mind and stuff besides, like, going over like negative thoughts. You know, the negative self-script that a lot of people do.
Goddamn Joe and Pippa bringing me down. Stop thinking about it. Start through some baseball cards.
Here.
Let's look at the White Sox.
Go right around the block with the baseball cards. Put a clothespin to your spokes, would you? Listen to me. I sound like a motorcycle.
I never did that.
What? Even I did that.
I did not do that.
Playing cards. Clothespin
to
your spokes.
No, we used to do some game where you put them... On the wall, and they slid down the wall, and I think if they landed on somebody else's card, you got that card.
Oh, wow, I never saw that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it now.
No, it's like, no.
But I think that was a card that we played. I remember trading, and I still remember for the first set I collected, 1986 Tops was the first set. I had cards before then, but the first set I ever completed.
Right.
And the last card I needed in that set, I still remember who the player was, Burp Lylevin, who might be a Hall of Famer. I think he made it to the Hall of Fame.
I don't know.
I think he's got 300 wins.
Doesn't sound familiar.
No.
You just reminded me for some reason, this might be a little random, but you know when they
usually
started...
is.
I know. Like my brain is only a collection of random thoughts that occasionally an axon fires and they connect to each other. But you know how when everybody started coming up with the state quarters, people would buy the maps and slide the little quarters in.
My dad collects those.
You know, and it's like, but then once you have all the states, it's like
Hall of Famer.
Oh, good for you.
The last card I needed was a Hall of Famer.
See, you knew.
Yes.
But once you do that, it's like, good, I have quarters in little slots.
No, but here's what my dad does, because he does. He is actively still doing this.
Oh, okay.
So, as you know, there's two different mints in this country.
Yes.
There's the East Coast Mint, and then what was the West Coast one in Colorado? I think it's in Colorado.
Jesus.
No, it's not there. I think it's in Colorado.
I don't remember.
So I go west. So he can't get, like, the ones from the west. It's hard to get the West Coast ones here.
Oh, very nice.
So every time I go west, he's like, can you get me $20 worth of quarters? I'll give you the money. I'm like, I don't want your money.
I'll just get you
the $20 worth of quarters. You're driving me to the airport or whatever. It's like, I don't need your money. You drank your chocolate milk. I don't need your...
You don't need to have those little rewards anymore.
Yeah, but like I'll have to like... Because sometimes the casinos I'm having, they won't give you quarters. Sometimes I have to search out like a bank.
Oh, yeah.
But I actively do this for him. So he's
That's
still,
nice.
So he's still collecting. He was collecting. His first name is Milt. He was collecting at one point, and now I have this collection, which is completely worthless. Like at one point, he got on this bend of collecting ball players... with the name Milt.
But that's what I meant, curating your collection.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly, which is cute. But now I have, like, a couple pages of Milt cards, which are pretty much commons, useless. Like, but I haven't taken it apart. I'm like, all right, it's his. It's fine.
Here are the Milts.
Here are the Milts.
do you have a collection of the Davin baseball players?
You're looking
players?
At him, baby.
You're the Davin baseball player,
I'm the
I
Davin
know.
Baseball player.
Yeah, not a... Not
I would.
I know.
I think there's a Davin in the NFL.
Oh, no kidding.
I think there is.
You are the only Davin I've ever known in my entire life.
Yeah, my mother, when she hears another Davin, she has to call me. Or if it's even close. Or if it's spelled differently. I was watching Oprah, whatever the hell she's watching, Oprah now. And somebody's name is Davin. I'm like, I don't care.
It's like, good for them.
It's like, what am I supposed to... I thought you'd want to know. Did you? How many times have we had this conversation? I don't. I don't want to know. I don't. I'm so self-absorbed, I don't give a shit.
You should go and... Lisa says, go and get an autograph. Get all the Milt cards autographed.
Well, some of them are dead.
Well, you can't get those.
That's another thing. I'm not really into autographs.
Yeah. Oh.
Which I should be.
Mr. Hillux loves autographs.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I think it's because of this career.
I like autographs if I've gotten it myself.
Yeah, but we'll have good seats at a ball game. My dad will, oh, well, you're signing autographs. Why don't you go down there and get your program signed? Because I'm a 40-year-old man.
I'm not going to push aside the little 8-year-olds to get...
If I'm going to hit an 8-year-old, there's going to be other reasons than a fucking autograph from a scrub.
Yeah, really.
He's not even a good player. Maybe he should ask me for my autograph.
Yeah, really? I'm sorry I interrupted you. You said because of this career you're not so into autographs. What, because you don't see the value in them because, like...
Because I meet famous people. I know what assholes we are. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
I'm not... I don't even take pictures with people when I get the opportunity. Yeah. Like, people... Like, I've talked about this before. People take pictures with me, and I'll sign autographs, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't carry over for me... wanting to get somebody else's.
Right, right. No, yeah, I understand
but
that.
But if I'm going to build a man cave, I kind of should have some shit to put up.
Yeah, you should. But that's what I'm saying is that if you have a man cave and you
this
want...
was supposed to be a man cave and they fucking moved in. Is that a fucking man cave?
Yeah, I noticed the princess dress-up collection in
the
corner.
Yeah, you can't have a man cave with a My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
You can.
But it'd
days.
Be a man stable.
No, actually, there's a lot of like college bros
bronies.
That have
bronies. Yeah,
that ain't
my thing. Yeah. It's gonna be Derek Jeter, Don Mattingly, and Swifty Pony, or
was
whatever
it?
Fucking
he's trying
ponies
to pretend
are.
That
what
those
was his ERA?
2.68. He ain't a good year, 98. It was a good year for ponies.
Joe, he's trying to pretend that My Little Pony is his daughter's. You buying it?
No.
I did for myself. When yes. I play.
That's right. They actually have names, too. If you knew what they were named, I'd be very frightened.
Oh, if I had room, I would go to my parents' house. Whoa, I was ignoring her.
I know, because I know, you finished that, you're going, if I had room, I'd
well, if I had room, I'd have a whole stable.
No, if I had room, like I have like the old Star Wars toys at my parents' house, if I had room, I would set up a battle and everything.
Yeah.
I'd have spaceships. I'd have spaceships hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, I knew a guy who had that.
And he was the most awesome guy you knew. Sure, he was single, but...
No, you know what? This guy
You're not getting laid when you're bringing it back. And look at my X-Wing fighter. It's hard to get laid.
Set up battles. You're a grown man.
I know.
Well, I couldn't do it as a kid. I couldn't reach the ceiling.
Said the guy who's going to have Matchbox cars set
up. Yeah, seriously,
in his
stupid.
Room.
Who are you?
We're all infants here. Don't you pretend to be a grown up.
How dare you?
Yeah, but I don't have them in gridlock or in rush hour or anything like that. You've got them in battle.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do with a car? You could set your own little scene. You know,
display
LIE.
The cars I like and the size I can afford, you know?
I understand. Well, I want a spaceship in the size I can afford.
Okay.
Nobody's giving me a shuttle.
Have them involved in a mission.
Well, maybe you should. They're all trying to get to your gig on the LIE. Just have people, you have little thought bubbles cursing and shit. I hope stupid doesn't suck tonight. I'm stuck here for 2 hours. You could do a scene.
Do that in real life.
Sure.
I need to pretend.
You can set up a model.
Yeah, but on weekends when you're off, you can look at it and go, all right, you know what? It's not so bad. I could be stuck in this.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a little model of the Throg's Neck Bridge.
Just in my family room hanging. I got the barbecue going. I got a blue moon. And I'm like, I get up, go in my office, and I go, ugh, this is a dramatization of what I could be in.
Exactly. Like, you could be stuck in traffic right now. Instead, you're enjoying yourself. You feel better about the weekends when you have off.
Yeah.
See?
Lisa says, Millennium Falcon hanging in the den. Why not?
Yes! Yeah, see, Lisa
see, gets it.
She does get it, because I had, like, all the old stuff.
Yeah, but she said the strawberry shortcake really makes the man.
Never had the strawberry shortcake.
I tell you, in my new music room, in the new office, like, in my old music room, I had all my band posters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to come to my new place, I'm going to hang them up.
Going to hang up Wham.
I'm going to hang up all my, you know, my concert house, all of it. And I'm like, I'm the room isn't set up yet, because I had these past shows, but I'm going to be getting to in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I just laid out $75 on Benjamin Moore paint.
Because you're not a college boy anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to hang all this crap all over it.
Hang on a second.
Why don't you find a Farrah Fawcett poster?
Yeah.
No,
oh, because you're not allowed
hammer.
To. Anyway. Shots fired.
Follow Hammer and get those kind of like hang up things that you just like stick on the wall and then
yeah,
you can
cause I
pull them down.
Like, oh, hanging this up, it's going to look cool. I'm going to plan to do this. I'm like, I ain't putting this.
I remember in college, freshman year, me and my roommate, we cut out all the stuff from magazines, hot girls, wrestlers, sports stuff,
yeah.
All this cool stuff from magazines, and taped it to the ceiling.
Okay,
looked really fucking cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Until we came back a couple hours later and it was falling on the floor. All those hours wasted.
I got all the concert hats I wanted to set up, and I asked them, a t-shirt, a couple of choice cuts, like the Davin's Den shirt, okay? You get the, you put it in, like,
a picture frame.
Yeah, yes. A picture frame, something like that. You know, put it up there with a Rock Gut shirt. And, you know, Race Odyssey shirt.
Yeah.
Or something like, well, your project set up.
McClinton shirt. No, never mind. I can lend you my sweatshirt.
And that's when I need an oil rig. I'll grab that. But I was like.
You didn't even get one. He wouldn't even give you
I
one.
I sold it. I had to buy one. I'm at the merch table. I go, hey, can I get Oh, I have to ask Michael. You have to ask Michael. I come out here for free. I laid out a forge. I put my job in a line. And it has to be thought about if
Listen,
I get a fucking shirt.
And
that would be
in a fucking band.
In Michael's defense, you were the Scaramucci of the band. You lasted a week and then you were gone. You were very popular, very entertaining, had funny things to say, but you were gone. We won't even remember you in the history of McClinton. So why should he part with a shirt that cost him $5?
Nah. A whole shirt.
He gave me a sweatshirt for free.
Because we put him on the show.
We did.
You were the host, so I ain't getting none.
Exactly. I like my McClinton sweatshirt. The logo grew on me over the years. Yeah. Now that you're not laying out money for it.
You like that logo?
I said it grew on me. I thought it was ridiculous for you to spend all that money on it.
I thought it was hard. I thought it was that logo I thought was a tremendous waste of money because it just you're supposed to look at a logo and instantly know what the band is. And you couldn't.
I knew what it was. A fucking mess.
It was just you couldn't.
I looked at the logo. I saw a mess. I knew the band. I'm going, this is perfect. You should have had a pickle conversation with it.
I really wish I did because it was one of those things I did not like, but I was part of this group. I was outvoted and I had to shell in my money for something.
Listen, Scaramucci, it's over now. On to bigger and better. Joe is the Scaramucci. a very exciting week in McClinton. Was he on the album? No. But he had big ideas of how the band was going to change, and then he was jettisoned out.
Yeah, you with the big ideas.
Can't believe it was 5 years ago, man. How time flies.
It certainly
does.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, it's 5 years ago.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So, I'm not going to have room for all my Star Wars stuff. So that's that. So
yeah, okay. Well,
so So you're going to just keep it in storage? You're going
to
sell it?
At my parents' house. I don't have it.
What
I'd like
to do with it.
I don't know. My G.I. Joes are worthless now because they're like made in rubber bands. I think they all broke.
Are they the big G.I. Joes?
No, the little ones, like the ones from the 80s, the Hasbro one, made by Hasbro.
I don't know how much they're worth. I mean, the old ones are worth money.
They might be worth something, but the rubber bands dry out. They were not built to last.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because...
it looks like what's going to happen if we invade North Korea, just a bunch of dead American soldiers fucking screwed across. And then I'm going to get a big Trump doll going, fire and fury!
Yeah, he's got no more kung fu grip or replacement hip, you know.
Can you imagine that? It's not Cobra. It's not G.I. Joe comes back and it's not Cobra. We're fighting Kim Jong-un. G.I. Joe, real.
Oh, no.
That'd be cool.
G.I. Joe, the one that had the little bristly hair,
that was cool. That shows you how good things were in the 80s. Like, we had to make up enemies to fight.
Right.
Like we made up Cobra. Like, now you could pick ISIS, you could pick Al-Qaeda, you could pick North Korea. You know, if you're nerdy, you could pick Russia and have all your soldiers wear glasses and have keyboards. But in the 80s, shit was so good, we had to make up a terrorist organization, Cobra.
Right? Well, you know, I think...
Things were good.
Well, why don't we just have G.I. Joe run shit?
I think he's dead. He snapped in half from the rubber bands. although President Trump has so many generals, there might be a G.I. Joe general in there. I don't know.
Could be. Does he have kung fu grip, though? That's what you need. I'll tell you, our Barbies, when I was growing up, our Barbies appreciated the kung fu grip, let me tell you.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah?
We used to steal somebody's brother's G.I. Joe so that you could have, like, Barbie finally gets some action because you know she got nothing.
Well, Ken wasn't always gay,
but you know what we used to do. We used to have we'd take it was on the opposite of an armor, and we'd have my buddy's sister's Barbie dolls and stuff like that, and we'd have it Ken hang out. And G.I. Joe just got back from Vietnam, and he's not happy. This draft dodging fucking Ken is there, and it was chaos.
Was it Blumenthal or Trump?
Yeah,
which draft dodging Ken was it?
Did I used to play Barbies with you? Trump. Because that's pretty
that
much
was every
the scenario.
Kid in that
not,
age
not, not for nothing, but my Daisy Duke got a lot of action. I had the Dukes of Hazzard, like the side that was the size of the Barbies. So, you know, I had the Daisy. Yeah, she was busy.
Yeah. I had this doll that was called Dynamite.
Was it made by Jimmy Walker?
You remember Dynamite?
Was it Jimmy Walker?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was this very tan, long blonde haired girl with like. All the joints moved, and she used to wear this.
She gets the best hand jobs
and the best positions.
Yeah, she had this purple jumpsuit with a little white belt, and she used to be able to pose her, like sit her up in a tree, and she was ready for action.
Who
she
the fuck sits
everything.
Up in a tree?
She was ready for action.
She was.
Her legs are spread. She had a black Huggy Bear doll going, well, even the fellas in.
Well, Barbie just stood around going, why don't, when my feet are.
Barbie was not flexible.
No, well, when her feet are shaped like that, and she's got all this boobage in the front, why don't I tip over? Why aren't I tipping over?
No, because she's supposed to be on her back. Stop making her walk around, stupid.
Oh, okay. We didn't know how to play with them.
You should have had this frumpy looking doll Maxine that Barbie would shame.
With the play action barn dress barn. That's right. Because like Barbie had like the Corvette and the dream house. Maxie comes with a dress barn.
Shit basement apartment in Lindenhurst.
Let me tell you,
a boyfriend in overalls that smacks her around.
Barbie had some cool accessories though. She had a van. She had a van. I got the Barbie van when I got chicken pox.
That was a big get. Barbie van was a big get.
Barbie van. I also had the G.I. Joe Command Center, which was cool. Awesome. Remember Big Jim? I had the Big Jim.
Who's
dolls.
Big Jim?
It was Big Jim. Was like a.
That's a pizza place near me.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Big Jim. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe your mom just gave you a Slim Jim and told you it was an action
figure.
Big Jim. Joe's just trying to snap into him.
Yeah, that little bristly beard. No, that was mold.
Big Jim.
Yeah, Big Jim.
I think your mom went to the dollar store and told you this was
no,
a superhero.
No, this is Big Jim. He was popular.
He's Big Jim. He has a good job. Yeah. Play with him, Joe.
I think he had the armband that he made a muscle and the band would fly off.
That's cool.
Big Jim's on steroids. Yeah. Needles sold separately. Barbie, can you stab me in the ass? I need to flex.
Later, doll, it's all shriveled up and you can't move and it's fucked.
You're on supply of juice. That's why Barbie looks so sad these days.
I've got to look. What is the fucking Big Jim?
Big Jim doll.
Yeah,
Big Jim doll. You'll find it.
Actually, it's covered in pizza sauce.
I'm betting this was like some Sears surplus bullshit.
No, it was made by Kenner.
Oh, look at dropping names. Yeah. Big Jim. Dahl?
Yeah.
You played with dolls.
It's probably going to come up with gay porn.
Big Jim. It's like, oh,
you know what?
See that.
Oh, not for nothing.
Are
there's more cocks in a barnyard in here right now.
Look at this shit. Look at these images.
Wait a second.
You had the gayest looking doll. Ken is going, it's a little much.
Oh, I was like, Big Jim looked just like Glenn Campbell.
Well, he died tonight. Yeah.
He died tonight.
At least he
That's
won't remember his days as a Big Jim doll.
Well, he doesn't remember posing for this.
That is some
gay
shit.
There is a guy. There's just this.
You want me to make it larger?
No, that's okay. This is.
I like how
enough.
Pip has to take off her glasses to see.
Yeah,
that's kind of counterintuitive.
Look at a Big Jim Nana.
Yeah, that...
Here, Joe,
I
relive
was.
Your childhood of gay porn. Oh, is there some gay? Look, they're all topless.
Lisa says he came with a keg of beer.
He came with a cock in his mouth. That is a gay looking toy.
I have to admit, I was a naive young lad. I had some good pecs on him, not for nothing.
Oh, God. Lisa.
Did he? Did you oil him up and play?
Lisa found
looks
them
like I could have.
Look at him. He's standing in shorts, flexing.
Lisa found the Mattel Big Jim, Big Josh action figure.
Look, they got the black guy in the back because it's the 70s. Oh, he can't be at the forefront.
Why am I in the back, motherfucker?
Oh, my God.
This is, what Big Jim, what does he fucking do?
He's a bear. He's so popular at the bar.
Let's read what Wikipedia has to say about Joe's homosexual childhood. Big Jim was a popular line of action figure toys produced from 1972 through 86. Thank God my mother missed out on this. Thank God Joe's the only Mo here. In Latin America, he was renamed Kid Acero. Joe, did you have a Kid Acero? Maybe your mom got him at a garage sale. Maybe you were playing with a Kid Acero doll and you don't even know.
Yeah, but you laugh, but Big Jim is selling for $65 on eBay, plus shipping.
Yeah, for guys like Joe who just want to relive their days of oiling up their pecs.
There was a guy there, though, that had a shaved head there, that in that montage of dolls that he found.
Originally inspired by G.I. Joe, the Big Jim was smaller in size. Aw, Joe.
He was inspired.
Each figure included a push button in the back that made the character execute karate chop action.
I would like to do that right now.
It's probably a jerking action more like. The action figures were made of soft plastic. Fine. Aw, Joe. But Joe contained a mechanism that simulated a bulge of biceps.
Yeah. Oh!
And he had a little thing you put around it.
Did you like his bulge, did you?
No.
Big Jim was less military oriented than the G.I. Joe line for sissy boys.
No, this is Mr. Bulgy for the pacifists.
Having a more of a secret agent motif. Oh, the president could tweet out what he's doing.
Oh, my God.
Big Jim is flexing, sources say.
Oh,
number
man.
My number one supporter, Joe, is oiling him up as we speak.
I'm very inspired. He's a bit smaller, man. I don't care.
But also had a large variety of outfits and situations available, including sports, space exploration, martial arts, hunting, western, camping. Oh, did he like to go camping? Did you pitch a tent with him, did you? And even unusual choices such as fishing and photography. Joe had the first openly gay action figure, he loved him.
This is sounding so Brokeback Mountain, I can't
take it. We have to get Joe a Big Jim.
Brokeback Mountain Big Jim.
It's Brokeback Joe. It's Brokeback Jim and Brokeback Joe. Write that right down, Brokeback Joe.
Oh my God.
How manly were you, tough guy?
Well, I see in this. As through the eyes of an adult, I do see the evidence is overwhelming.
As a child, it was just good, clean fun. No, Mommy, I don't want the one with the bazooka. Give me the one with the big, bulging biceps. He just wanted to give you something to shut the fuck
I can't
up.
Even say it was an alternative to Joe. An alternative, huh?
Well, you know, listen, Big Jim was very popular when G.I. Joe had shore leave. Just hanging out the docks, waiting for the G.I. Joe sailors to come off. And there was Joe, making sure he was looking good. And hey, guys, want to go fishing or camping? Shut up, stupid. We're on leave. We got 3 days. We just killed Cobra in North Korea. But I want to play. Play with me, fellas. Look, let me flex.
Yeah, the armband. It would break the armband.
Sure. What a great treat for you. I'm sure if you could find the armband still, it's in mint condition. That's worth. You could relive your childhood of being gay.
Let's see how I can use that kung fu grip. See this big fist? Let's see how
Joe
I can
be like, oh, it's still fist.
You know, how I love an argument. You know how I like to fight.
No, we have no idea.
But there are sometimes you just got to sit and fucking take it. And here we are.
It's been a while, but yes, here we are.
I got nothing to say. The evidence is hopeful.
There's a pirate series.
Oh, no.
I bet they were a butt pirate series.
Oh, God.
Captain Hook, Captain Flint, and Sandukan.
No.
They had the space series, the spy series, the Global Command versus Condor Force. Ooh, that would be your love of Blue Hawk.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Big Jim's vehicles and bikes.
Oh, my God.
Kid, I want to see Kid Aseta.
Yeah, the camping. I had the camper.
Of course you did.
Wow, my Barbie and your big Jim doll could have gone camping.
Oh, this one's not good. Iron Jaw. Don't let him play with the other fellas.
Oh, yeah, no. He has issues.
It's just a lack of genitalia.
It was the James Bond 007. Most of the Big Jim toys from the early 80s were sold as James Bond toys in Latin America. Because fuck them. Because we give them the loser of the World Series and Super Bowl t-shirts. Why not give them some bullshit toys?
Oh, that's funny.
All toys are exactly the same as the American and European versions and were produced by local Mattel subsidiary. It's only the packaging is different. Here we're gay.
I wasn't gay. My doll was.
We played with him. Yeah. No wonder Barbie said no.
That's like the t-shirt. I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Captain Drake, an evil hooded pirate. He had a face-changing feature like Zorak and could change his face to a skull. That sounds kind of cool.
That actually sounds cool.
Well, decomposing could do that, too.
The Pack series. Oh, they were a leader of a Mission Impossible group. The character art by Jack Kirby. Spy group named Pack. As in what they do. Fudge Pack.
I just thought about that.
Two Big Jim action figures were relaunched to join forces against Zorak. Joe, were you there for the relaunch? How many Big Jim action figures did you have, Joe?
I had one, and I had the accessories. I had the camper and a couple of
things. So we camped alone? It's like you.
Did you go to the car
just one lonely guy in a studio apartment. Did he have cool posters on his wall?
I don't have a studio apartment.
I understand, but for the image, you might as well.
Here's Big Jim going to the car show alone.
Big Jim, meet Big Joe.
Hey.
Joe Flex, I want to see the band comes off when you do it.
So, Malona, what can I tell you?
But your mom knew what to get you.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to have friends as a child or as an adult, and neither does his action figure. See, I manned it up for you. I called it an action figure, not what it was, a doll.
A lifestyle figure.
A lifestyle
queer
figure.
Eye for the playing guy.
Oh, see, you were worried about baseball cards a few minutes ago.
Well, I didn't know Joe was going to have out.
We have dolly issues.
I didn't know Joe was
going to. Doll was.
Yes. It was cool. He made big muscles and he had nice pecs.
Did he
and it looked really good in his outfit.
Did
it was
he come
nice.
With his own closet?
Yeah, funny.
You kept him in a little closet and you pull him out.
No, he had his 70 short shorts on. Yeah, I never noticed that either.
Of course you didn't. You dressed like him. Running around the neighborhood, probably flexing for your friends. A little paper towel banner. I go, look, Ma. Psh, pops it off, but it's Bounty, so it really doesn't.
No, they beat the shit out of me in my neighborhood.
As well, they should have. Did your friends come over and play Big Jim with you?
Yeah, we had Big Jim. Yeah, I think we had
the whole neighborhood had Big Jims.
Well, a couple of guys had a Big Jim.
Did Ant have a Big Jim?
I didn't know Anthony.
Who was playing with Big Jim with you, Joe?
My buddy Owen, my buddy Cliff, you know.
Yeah, did they have little play sets for him, too?
Yeah.
Did you guys, did all your Big Jims go camping together and sit around the little lake, which was a puddle, and pretend to not catch anything?
No, funny. No.
What would they do? Like,
what's an event? Give us a Big Jim
adventure.
Would
they go on
adventures? What happens when Joe and Cliff and Owen get together with all their Big Jims?
We go out and we go in the lawn. And they go buy some rocks, and then they get in a gunfight, and we throw
guns.
Rocks at them.
Guns? Camping Big Jim does not have guns.
Hey, well, mind it.
He had big guns.
What, did you go to the little compound and steal one?
You forgot he had big guns. He used to be able to pop the band right off of them.
Compound? Dennis is going to sing karaoke.
Collect all Joe's adult action figures. Joe just makes sure they look just so. Ooh, we're going to the Billy Joel concert. He marches them in. And they get in the little jeep together as they drive to the garden.
poker table.
I'm gonna be Anthony.
God,
no, I want to be Anthony. You were Anthony last time. All right, but I get to be Beavis then. He's the coolest one anyway.
Of course he is.
No, and no girls this time. We know how that turns out. And if there's going to be girls here, hide the guns.
And hide the goddamn phones.
Oh, God. Here comes the policeman. We're going to walk around and see if there's noise in the backyard. What time is it? What time is it, Pete? It's 7 in the morning.
There's nobody here with us, Big Jims. We're just camping.
All right, fellas.
Just some fellas having a good time, officer.
You got to keep it down, fellas.
Well, we heard somebody was moaning. No, just fun and games, officer.
What a beer, officer. Did your dolls come with a little hot tub?
Yeah. Were they all marinated together?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, that was an unexpected look back in time.
Sure. Explains so much.
Oh, my God. No, it doesn't.
So much.
So much. That's all fake testosterone. Just be yourself.
That's hilarious, though. I didn't know that you
We had no
those.
Idea you played with Big Jim, and thank God I looked up what Big Jim was.
Oh. It wasn't exclusive to Big Jim. I mean,
oh, you saw other gay characters.
I saw other dolls. I saw, you know, I had my G.I. Joes. I also had...
Now, would they play with Big Jim, or you can't join our army?
Who was the what? There was the Western figures too. West. Oh God, I forgot the next those. Those were really cool.
The Brokeback Mountain characters.
No, they were really cool.
No, but there was a
Johnny West. Not Johnny West.
No, that he was a space guy.
Yeah.
No, the Western guys. I mean, there was definitely a Tonto and
No, those are famous. Lone Ranger.
Yeah, Lone
yeah,
Ranger.
But there was another one. There
they
was
came
another,
with
Johnny
horses.
West.
Okay.
I put up my hand like
she got like, all excited about it.
Yeah.
Fucking settle down. Take off your glasses so you can see.
You know, women get excited about horses.
Because you want to be ridden like one.
No, you want to ride one.
Sure you do. Well, that feels good, too, I'm told.
You want something big and muscly between your legs.
All right. So now that we've had fun at Joe's expense.
Let's have fun at yours.
Ah! I think it's fun at mine. I mean, he's a victim of circumstance. So at
let's
the end,
let's hear how we jinxed him.
Yeah, because at the end of the week, you know, whenever you say, I was off last week and I didn't have any... club date, so I said mm-hmm. I'll be playing softball. And which one of you guys said, have you gotten hurt yet?
I did.
Because you're an asshole.
No, hold on. I said, how are you feeling after, I didn't say have you gotten hurt, how are you feeling after the game? Because you were saying that, you know, you've been, you know, 2 years ago, you know, you're recovering. How are you recovering? The question was, how are you recovering after the game?
No, I seem to remember the wording.
It was the first time after you had played after a long time.
Well, no, I already had that game. This was my second game or third game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I'd already recovered and everything, and you guys brought up injuries.
Yeah,
up
I don't remember the exact
then
wording
I,
of it.
But yeah, and then before I went to play, the wife goes, don't get injured. Who the fuck? Who are you people? I'm working out. I'm feeling good. The muscles are good. I'm stretching.
All right, Big Jim.
Joe, you want me to pose so you can relive your youth?
No, I'm going to get the armband. I'm going to give you the armband.
Ooh, Joe got a Woody. Saw a bicep and brought him back to his childhood.
Hold
you want
on,
to go
Joe,
camping?
Look at my bicep.
Big Jim,
hurry.
That big jerk, okay?
Don't say jerk in this conversation.
Yeah,
just
you just
don't.
Set yourself up, okay? It was cute when Joe tries.
I put a spell on you.
But I've been feeling good because, you know, I'm working out, I'm stretching.
Yep.
So I haven't really had any of the injuries or the nagging injuries, haven't blown anything out.
Right.
Felt pretty good. Now, this may possibly be the worst team I've ever been on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I've been on some bad teams. Been on some good teams. Been on some championship teams. Been on a championship team. Been on some other teams that went to the championship. Been on some teams that had like one win the whole year.
Yeah.
This is a one-win team. I was not there when they had that win.
You didn't even get to celebrate victory.
No. Yeah. Apparently they beat the other shitty team.
And nope. Nobody takes you guys out for ice cream ever.
Well, maybe we'll play with some Big Jim action figures afterwards.
That'll
so, like, I've never
souls.
Been on a team, though. Like, because when you're having a bad season... There'll be games where you're like, it's close, or you're, you know, things are going your way, but then because you really suck, like the Mets, you blow it. You start, like, making errors at the end, or things are these.
Well, where are you in the season now? Are you at the, how many more games
we
left
are
do you
done.
Have?
It's the play-in game on Thursday, because everybody makes the playoffs, so this is the play-in game to see if you advance against another shitty team. But, I probably am the youngest guy on this team.
Okay.
It's an over 35 team. We are playing team 35 and over, I should say. We are playing teams where, no joke, I think a lot of my teammates are 20 years the senior mm-hmm. of
wow.
people we are playing.
Oh, wow.
So, like, so they're younger than me, you know, these other teams that we're playing. Some of them. Yeah. Now, there are people older than me, but the majority, I'm the youngest one on our team, and the majority of our team
you're
is...
The old, you're still an old guy.
Right. And they are not moving as well as I am.
Oh, dear.
Like you and it's... And I'm not in my regular format because I've been off for 2 years.
Right.
I mean, I'm still being productive, but, you know, I'm a little unsure when I'm playing defense because I haven't had a lot of, you know, action out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have the confidence. You know, I'm still getting on base, this, that, the other. But I'm not the way I was a couple years ago when I was playing all the time. And at one point, I was, like, in three or four leagues at once.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, like, you just, you look out and see the other team you're about to play and go, this is, we don't have a chance.
It's like walking into the boxing ring and see this monster standing there. Yeah. Uh-oh.
But I'm happy to play because okay. I haven't played. You know, I don't like to lose, but I'm okay with it. I don't seem to have an emotional attachment to it.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm enjoying the guys. I'm enjoying playing.
Wait,
so,
after that conversation, I wouldn't say you were enjoying the guys.
Well, Big Jim's not a teammate. It's okay.
We don't know that.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
There's no guy with a band on his arm.
Watch this.
You remember Ken Patera? You remember the wrestler Ken Patera?
No.
Oh. You remember Ken Patera?
No, I don't know wrestlers. Sorry.
Okay, never mind. He was an Olympian bodybuilder.
Oh, okay.
But then he was in the WWF at the time.
Okay.
And he would like flex and then he would like kiss his biceps.
That's funny.
I thought you just said you don't remember.
I remember one of those guys doing that.
Okay. There you go.
So. Lisa says Ben Gay is the corporate sponsor.
Funny.
Not a terrible idea. So my first at bat, which is probably the second inning, I hit a ground ball. And I'm running to first, trying to beat it out. And the bases are raised, you know, as
okay.
bases are wont to be.
Yes.
And I stepped weird, like with my heel.
Okay.
On the like on the edge of the base.
Right.
So, like, all my weight, so, like.
Your weight of your foot is hanging off the edge of the base?
All the weight was focused on that.
On the heel.
As you were in motion.
As I was
very,
in motion.
Very not good.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
And immediately I was hurt. And you know
did
the guys.
You go down?
I stayed up.
Okay.
I was limping, and the guys. Oh, I saw it was your hamstring. I'm like, it's not my hamstring. That's with all these fucking old guys. It's the hamstring. My hamstrings are fine so far. Right? It's not my hamstring. But I really was having trouble walking.
Ooh.
But I stayed in the game.
Wow. Ow.
I stayed. They actually. I played the outfield. I actually pinch ran for somebody. So like,
how bad does that guy have to run?
Right.
Guy's limping.
With the injured guy.
Like, we'll let the injured guy in. But
pretty much.
No. He stand a
well. It was
chance.
Just starting and stopping that really hurt.
Oh, they're just that.
Just stay in motion. Don't ever stop.
That's pretty. But
only be in pain once.
Yeah. Really.
But I mean, I've continued to play when I've had like two separated shoulders and. Like an injured quad when I couldn't walk or throw. I talked about it. Like I'd be playing second base and I wouldn't take throws in between innings to first base because I knew I couldn't do it unless I had to do it. So I've played because I'm an asshole and I love to play, but also because I can hit. Even when I'm injured, I can hit. Like I'd be like legging out like on one leg a double, which would have been a home run otherwise.
Yeah, but when you're hurt on your feet, you don't volunteer to run for other people. Would you crawl the bases for them? I mean, Jesus.
I wanted to win.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, they took me out of left field and they put our second baseman there. And he was having a good – no, they put our pitcher there who was doing all right. And our second baseman, who's another pitcher – well, not pitching, but he was playing a good second base. So they put me at second base, and then it started raining down home runs.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Like, I mean, like it was a close game, and then it wasn't.
Not
I mean,
at
they're
all.
They're just hitting bombs, and they're whooping it up. At one point, though, a couple of weeks before that, somebody hit a foul ball off the shed, and it made a thud noise. We'll get to that later.
So there's a story there.
Yeah, I know.
There is.
Some night.
So Walt, you know Walt, who's in studio with us. Walt's like, he's like, I hate this. We're a joke. I hate being a joke.
Yeah,
because it's just that bad. And this league has mercy rules. Like I haven't played a full 7 innings.
Okay.
I can't remember the last.
No.
Yeah, like we're always getting mercy.
Oh no!
Usually we make it to 5. We didn't make it to 5 this time.
Oh no!
Like they handicap you.
It's so emasculating.
Oh, it must be.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Well,
but
you know what? How much joy could they have been getting beating the pants off of the team where the youngest guy is on the DL and is still trying to play? You know what I mean?
Their mood that did not seem to be tempered. They seem to be enjoying the flight of their softballs.
Oh, man.
And they're just, like, whooping it up and this, that, the other thing. So it's, like, the last inning, which is, like, the third or fourth, because if we don't score runs, it's
the
all
last
over.
Inning. It's the third
inning.
It's the last inning. The third fucking inning. It's that bad.
Yeah.
It's like, mercy, Lord, mercy.
The sixth is a sixth, really? The seventh? All right.
The third inning. You know what?
Or it might have been the fourth. I don't know. Either way.
Still bad.
The old timers game at Yankee Stadium runs
longer. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Not when you're living it. So we got to score two runs to keep it going.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Because, like, I think it's like after, like, three or four innings, if you're down by 15, the game's over. Glad you guys are amused.
down by 15 by the third inning.
They're beating the pants off them so bad. Literally, Davin's team has no pants. That's so bad.
We were pantsless.
Oh my God.
Oh God. So
yeah, and I have not made it past five innings with any of the games I've played with this team. When I filled in a game last year in the High Arc League. Mercied after five innings. And the last time I played in this league, which was a couple years ago, which was a playoff game, we got mercied. Oh. I have not seen seven innings in years.
Oh, my God.
If I were you and Walt, I would have left, went to the club, opened it, grabbed five people, and try to put a show on just for something better to do.
Lisa says this is like Little League T-ball.
Yes.
Oh, God.
But we don't have our future in front of us. It's not going to get better.
Oh, right. God.
So I'm enjoying playing because I haven't played.
Mm. Yeah.
Although I find this aspect of getting our brains beaten in very, very frustrating.
Never fun, no.
No, that's not.
No.
So we got to score two runs to keep it going.
Okay.
So the first guy gets on base.
Okay.
And the other team now, the fans of the other team, a bunch of 20 and 30-year-old guys. I guess it's the other team's sons or brothers. I don't know what the fuck it is. Now they're talking shit.
Oh, man. Really?
It's community league fucking softball.
Really?
A little bit of
oh, here we go.
Camaraderie,
now, maybe.
These
fans was going to start to talk shit, but somebody turned the lights on. They started walking to it. Go on, slugger.
I'm waiting for her. You killed her with that. As usual, you found the one.
If you build it, they will mercy out.
Gee, not so kind to you bailing your ass out on a limb.
No,
junk,
I know.
Is it? Just gave me a look like, what do you
I'm
want me
dying.
To do?
We
wish.
Like Field of Nightmares.
Don't have a big gym doll to play with.
Field of Nightmares.
Don't you want to feel his biceps? And if he's available, can he play?
I was just that was a foot race, wasn't it?
And I beat you there, and I'm limping. So the guy before me gets out. So now there's one out,
mm-hmm.
And I'm in no fucking mood.
I think anybody.
No,
and they're talking shit, and I'm in no mood for it.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I fire back.
Oh well, you can handle hecklers.
Yes, I can.
I'm like, a comedy stage, but I don't know. It's like
I'm taking pictures. I'm fucking. I'm zinging. Got like a whole little show going on. Right. Then the one guy goes, "Oh, I'm in his head," and I'm trying to defuse it. Go, there's nothing in my head. You know, I'm just trying to defuse it. Like, all right, let's fucking go here. And then like I guess their pitcher goes, "You're messing with the wrong guy," because I guess that's the funny guy. But like my whole crew knows I fucking do this for a living.
Yeah.
And Walt has seen me. Eviscerate people.
Of course.
So they're just thinking, oh no.
Walt runs for the popcorn.
It's like, oh no, they don't know what
they're. They don't know.
And I'm in no. Like at a club, I'm usually in a fine mood when somebody annoys me.
Yeah.
I'm in no fucking mood.
Oh
here.
No.
I'm in pain. We're getting our asses beat. And now these guys.
See, Don, it's the third inning.
What?
He's sarcastic and vicious and hurt.
At least you don't work up too much of a sweat that way.
Yeah, really.
Can actually leave the car running.
There you go.
So somebody says something, something about like being an asshole, and I go, oh, he's like, oh, you're making him be an asshole. I go, no, he was an asshole long before he ever met me.
Oh!
And that was
that's it.
My fucking team was dying. His fucking team was dying. That was. Because Walt's shaking. He's like, they don't fucking know. It's like, this is the wrong guy.
Yeah, and Walt's shaking his head like, don't do it. Yeah. Just don't.
And Walt wanted them zinged anyway.
Oh, sure.
So then I wind up walking. So I meant to throw the – and they like were still chattering and everything. So I threw the bat, but it went a lot higher than I went. And so it went up like really fucking high, like the bat like a fucking show.
Oh, no.
I hobbled to first. So now it's first and second. Just got to get these two runs in to continue the beating. So I'm on first, and the next guy up hits a ground ball to third. The third baseman steps on third, throws to first, double play. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing on second base, and a big black guy. They're all big compared to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not very tall. He's like, oh. So he's like, that's what happens when you call him an asshole. I'm like thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm thinking, well, we were already getting our brains beat. I didn't hit into the fucking double play. It's like, well, you shouldn't have called him an asshole. I go, well, then he shouldn't be an asshole. So, well, it was wrong to do. I go, well, then he should not be an asshole.
Yeah.
If he wasn't an asshole, I wouldn't have called him an asshole. So now we're chest to chest, and we're about to throw fucking down by second base.
Really?
Yes.
He's going to start a fight about this?
Yeah, he was being a real asshole. I'm like thinking, this is real. Like, because if you had any fucking respect, you would be like, you know what, our guys should shut the fuck up. They're not even their guys.
Yeah.
It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Walk off the fucking field. So we got separated. We got separated.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking about Joe's joke where he talks about, I don't know if it's a joke or a story, like where he's at the bar, like want to step outside. He's like, listen, we got shit now. We have a mortgage. We can't afford this.
Yeah. Like, we can't.
And I'm thinking, what am I fucking doing?
Can we play checkers or, you know?
I'm thinking, it's been like fucking 10 years since I got into one of these. But, you know, but I'm not going to be shit on. It's bad.
No.
Beat us. But don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah.
So my team was very happy with me. My team was like very happy with the fact that I would, well, that I eviscerated that guy verbally.
Yeah.
And that I wasn't going to take a, you know, in baseball, you're known as a five-tool player. If you can run, hit, throw, what is it? Run, hit, throw.
Catch. Slide?
No, something. I don't know. It's called five-tool player. I told them I was a six-tool player, my mouth, and that's my best tool.
But don't then say tool and mouth in the same conversation.
But then they got in a conversation if it was a generational thing. Like, you know, because like the league didn't used to be like this. And I'm like, it's not a generational thing. It's how you're raised.
Yes.
I mean, yes, you have a lot more testosterone when you're in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And you act like a bigger douche sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's how you're raised. I said, because if my daughter pulled that shift, they were playing it if she was playing softball and they started jeering another team or something, I would have given her a fucking look.
Yep.
Or if my team were girls when I was coaching.
Yep.
And they were making fun of him. I would have given a look, and that would have been the end of it.
Yeah.
You do not make fun of – you can have fun.
Yeah.
I want you to have fun and enjoy yourself and enjoy your success, but not don't make other people feel like shit.
No, you know, the trash talk goes way too far.
Right.
You're down by that much. You know, if we're hanging out, you're down by that. You'd feel bad for the guy. You wouldn't goof on him.
Right.
They know they suck. Look at this scoreboard.
Yeah.
They're fully aware.
Yes.
They suck.
Fully aware that we were not hiding this fact.
Yeah. But people always go down to the lowest point, the nastiest things they can think of. It's just like every conversation, when you're a fat woman, every conversation turns out to be about that you're fat. It's like, oh, really, genius? I don't have mirrors in my house. You're a fucking genius.
Well, they didn't do an exit interview. I mean, they're going for a quick hit. They're not fucking going to Wikipedia to research the fat chick. Sweetie, what's your name? Because I want to insult you, but I don't want to do the obvious.
Yeah,
a little background information.
I went to get stop off to get dinner on the way up here. I'm at Burger King, and I go get a soda, and there's this little oompa-woompa of a woman there waiting next to me.
She's at Burger King. What are you looking for, a model?
But the thing is I'm filling up
Isn't
the guy's...
Isn't that logo orange?
She goes, why don't you have some soda with your ice? And I was just about to look at her and go, shouldn't you go back to the village?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Funny.
Oh, God.
Did you?
I didn't. I crossed my mind, but I saw what it was like. Why don't you go back to the village?
I would have asked her if she was part of the guild.
Yeah.
So, we represent the Soda Pop Guild.
Yes.
Sorry.
So meanwhile, I'm fucking limping around. I can't put any real weight on my foot.
Yeah.
I come back to my car. So as I said, there was a foul ball. that hit off the shed.
Oh, no.
Fucking cracked my, broke my windshield.
Oh, that's what the thump was?
That's what the thump was.
Oh,
it's like, you know, ever like park, it's happened to me twice now. Oh. Where I've parked someplace, and I go, I probably shouldn't park here. And both times, there was a reason why I thought that. I come out, there's a dent, there's a crack.
Well, don't make it happen a third time. If you feel that,
yeah, I shouldn't
move the fucking car.
He will.
He'll go, ah, fuck it.
No.
I can't. It's happened twice in the past, like, 6 months. I got to stop that.
6 months? Is it twice in 6 months?
No, not the windshield, but I got a dent that way. When I parked a gig I did, I'm like, ah, I shouldn't park here. No. Somebody's going to bump into me. I'm like, nah, they'll be careful.
No, they're not.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. So then I go home. Oh, no, first we went to the bar. I had a beer. I'm drinking on one leg. Just hanging out.
I'm drinking on one leg.
Because I had time to kill. The game was so brief.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good thing about this team. We got plenty of free time after the game.
Exactly. It's not a very time-consuming team.
Yeah. I'll be home late.
I'll see you in 20 minutes. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Just keep dinner warm.
Exactly. So then I come back, and the wife sees the foot.
Yeah.
And she's like...
And the interesting color it is. Yeah,
it's all like different colors and everything, the heel and the ankle, and it's all swollen.
It looks like hell, and this is how many days later?
It was Friday, so now we're Tuesday.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
It's a lot better
It's
now.
Not exactly an Easter egg, but it's not pretty.
Right, okay.
It's a lot better now. It's much more swollen.
Color foot.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she's like, I think it's shattered. I think you might have shattered an ankle. I'm like, I didn't shatter my ankle. I'm fine.
I'd be screaming, crying in pain if I shattered
the ankle. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I got flexibility. I'm fine. She's like, I don't know. I'm worried about it. So I decided, so it's like 12:30 at night.
That's always when you go to the ER.
Well, here's the thing. I realize in my old age, my threshold and tolerance has waned. Not for pain, for nagging. Because I realize I would much rather be at the nice quiet ER with alone in my thoughts and my sore throbbing ankle than being questioned at home in my comfortable bed at 12:30 in the morning watching TV with concern. I'm like, all right, I'll go.
What if you get up in the morning and that thing's blown up to twice its size?
It probably would have been.
Yeah,
so I went down.
I'm just.
And you got to leave your shoe on so the damn thing doesn't get loose.
Yeah, right? Know? Yeah.
I had to wear like my spare sneakers without socks. Yeah. They're like really loose because my ankle was swollen. So I had the x-rays. It was sprained. You know, which is fine. I'm like, well, can I play? Like, as long as you can stand the pain, like, I can fucking stand the pain.
Okay.
I mean, I missed working out for one day.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't work out on Saturday.
Okay.
But I've been working out. But I think, you know, it still hurts, but now I can put weight on it and everything. So, injury, fight, and smashed windshield, wind up in the ER. That was my Friday.
Wow. Oh, that was awesome. Not... Oh, my God. That was a trifecta
so
of
I
hell.
So I blame you and the wife. You all fucking jinxed me. You couldn't have just said, have a nice game. You couldn't have said that.
I didn't tell some asshole to show up. I didn't put you on a shit team.
No, but I'm talking about the injury, not about that.
Well, he's saying we put the Maloika on him. I don't know, because I don't believe in that. I don't think that saying
really?
Something is going
to
bring
You don't believe
it on.
In saying no to garage sale either?
No, I don't. But, you know, it's like somebody goes, you know what? I wish you were dead. I don't think that people drop dead from that.
How do
you
know? You
know what I mean?
He's been waiting me out.
Yeah, because he's been saying it to Joe.
I haven't wished you dead. I just assume it'll be happening soon.
I'm sorry that happened to you about the foot, because that looks like it hurts.
It's not pleasant.
No. I've sprained my ankle twice, and I did a really good sprain, and that was not good. There's a sickening sound you hear, and you go, oh, glory.
Yeah, it's very not good.
Yeah, my it's kind of amazing that I kind of stayed in the game. But
yeah.
What are we going to do? We didn't have an extra guy.
By the way, Trucker Tom wants to know, he said he heard that you were on a shit team. When did Davin start playing for the Tigers?
Yeah, they beat the Yanks. So I can't say nothing.
Can't say anything.
I can't say anything. Although, yeah. Listen, at least the Tigers play 9 innings, Tom.
Yeah.
This team, 3 or 4, that's enough.
It's a Mets fan.
He's had enough. Throw in the. That's what we shouldn't have bats. We should just have a fucking white towel. We just fucking throw it in.
Lately, the Mets would have a mechanism that does it.
Yeah, then the mechanism would get injured.
Yeah.
The mechanism would go on the DL.
That's true.
And the mechanism.
The towel thrower is out.
Yeah, right.
Has got a bad arm. Well, the Mets say the mechanism's day to day. See you next August.
Yeah. Mechanism's day to day.
You know, it's bad when the trainer's getting a bonus because he's got so much work.
The Mets are the only fucking team that had to get rid of one of their mascots because he has like four fingers and allegedly gave somebody the bird.
What?
There was a picture of the Mets, like he was getting
Mr.
heckled.
Mr. Met
was getting heckled, and like he apparently showed a middle finger, but he's got four fingers. He doesn't have a middle finger. So the guy he was playing was fired.
Oh my God! He showed somebody his Mickey Mouse hand, and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh please. Stupid.
Before I take a break, Joseph, anything interesting and enlightening besides shaping up the house?
The band played on Saturday.
Was two bands, right?
Yeah, two bands. Yeah. Sexy Susan played, and then the Anthony's Compound Media All-Star Band with...
I thought Rotka played.
Rotka played, too, but they went up before Rotka did.
The Compound Media All-Stars?
Yeah, you got Pat Dixon.
He can play an instrument?
Yeah, he plays keyboards.
That's right. That makes sense. That's right, because he was playing piano for me at Dangerfield.
I mentioned that, yeah.
to Pat Dixon?
Yeah, I told him. I go, yeah, Dad was saying that you were playing piano. But, oh, yeah, I was having a little fun.
I said we were going back and forth with each other.
Yeah. And, yeah,
you didn't tell him I was pissed about it.
No, so those guys went up. Then Rotgut went up. And
see, I think since you wear a dress for Rotgut, I think there should be a crossover, and your character should be called Sexy Susan.
No. No, but yeah, the band.
No. Look, Joe's like, no. She has a name. Her name is Sheila.
But it was a really fun night. Then we had Joe went up and did his Legends of
Joe Cumia.
Yeah, Joe Cumia went up, Legend of Guitars, and then we all went up. We all jammed the rest of the night. It was a fun night.
Nice.
It was a fun night. I it's funny though. It was late. I gave Anthony a lift home because he goes, I'm gonna. He was hanging out with some of the fans. I'm gonna take an Uber. I go, I'll give you a lift. You let me live at your house.
Yeah, really.
You live, you know. So he goes, you want to hang out for a drink? I go, no, I got to be up because I had stuff. I had to do our stuff, and I had stuff in front of that. So I go home, and I drive, and because I live so far out now, I get to a light, and I'm at a light, and I'm at a red light. I dozed off. I wake up, and the light is still red. Now, I could have been asleep for maybe 20 seconds or 20 minutes. I have no clue.
Oh, no.
It's like the fact that your foot is so strong while you're asleep that it stays on the brake.
Yeah.
You get rolled into traffic.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's why I don't have to wish him dead. It's coming.
That's a roll across
the... That's not safe.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, it scared me a little bit. You know.
As well it should.
Yes. You know, but...
Well, when in doubt, move far away from everything.
Funny. Yeah. Yeah. I made friends with deer. I got deer, pet deer.
I saw them.
That's Donna and Donna. Deer,
I got two chipmunks. If you're interested, you can fucking take them.
Yeah, but they're it's interesting. They're in the one. I'm like, who's my babies? And then we did a tail ID, and he responded. And you go hi, who? And these start to come closer. You know, still in
when
the
you
woods,
speak to them?
But the climate, yeah, I was talking to them and stuff like
they must
that.
Not know you.
Yeah, but you know, one of them was tapping their hoof. And I'm like, I go, is this deer sizing me up?
No. I want to start a band with you.
Yeah.
So show could keep time.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know because you had a couple with antlers. So you had some males. You never know if they're going to go, I've had enough of you, human.
Yeah. Well, I just run in my house and hide.
That'd be an awesome story. Yeah. You should fucking charge it.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
But there was tapping a hoof, and they tapped the hoof because they sensed danger. I looked it up. You know, but
in the right place.
No, I love the man. I think he was laying down, relaxing in the woods.
How nice.
Oh, I loved it.
We call one venison and the other one sausage.
No, it's Debbie Deer and Donna Deer.
They're going to get hit by a car. They'll be dead soon.
No, and then you got Charlie the Chipmunk. And,
oh, you got chipmunks too?
Yeah, I got a chipmunk.
Take these two fucking chipmunks. Yeah. I'm done with these two chipmunks.
Why? There's chipmunks
because they're eating my tomatoes.
Really?
Yes. They're pests.
Where's your tomatoes?
In the front.
We'll put them in the back.
Then nothing grows in the back because of the
sunlight.
Of the fence, yes.
Of the fence?
Yeah. Right. You were making the international sign for fence.
Which is great
I thought
radio.
You should know that, Joe.
Which is fucking great radio. Just waving in the air like a fucking asshole. Do you know?
No,
I get respect that he pulls himself aside. All right, good.
I don't have good words.
Gave yourself a talk, didn't you?
I certainly did.
But I put a lighthouse, too.
I saw that.
I loved it.
You didn't respond to my my little comment.
I might have been running around.
You have a nice little lighthouse in the bushes.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, it'll guide you to the door. I'm like, I expect to see you washed up in the shrubbery.
Oh, I love that lighthouse.
Why, though?
It's adorable.
Because it looks cool. I love the
But, I mean, you don't have a beach house.
I know, but the house has got a very nautical feel.
Do you play Godzilla? Do you pretend that you're emerging out of the water?
No,
he has a little Big Jim doll to climb up.
I bet Big Jim lives in the lighthouse alone, the way he likes it.
He's the lighthouse keeper.
You can play with Big Jim in the bushes.
In the lighthouse keeper.
No, but my house has a very beach theme to it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, it's right. The only thing I don't like is just the
people.
Besides that, is the long drive. But everything, I love it.
Yeah, well, that's a big fucking thing.
I love the neighborhood. I love the house. I love the way it's situated. It's really good. I'm finally at peace.
Tell last week. You seem at peace.
Well, sometimes there's a road bump, but nonetheless.
Road bump.
Can't be roses all the time. But
sure they are. This time we got the thorns. I think Brett Michaels sang about that. Wanted to put on the hat show?
Well, it's funny. We were going over Sexy Susan's playing in 2 weeks, and we're going over some two new songs. We're going to be doing a song by Kid Rock called Mr. Rock and Roll. We're going to do All Revved Up and No Place to Go.
Oh,
and
like
it was
that.
Only really
by Meatloaf?
Yeah.
And is that for me?
No.
That's for Fake Davin. No. Part two. Davin.
But
you'll get Fake Davin to come to the show.
Funny. But we only had time to do one song in my thing. So they wanted to do All Revved Up. Like, we haven't done a song before. We've done a Kid Rock song a couple of times. We need to do it. We can't do that. And it's like John's like, Joe, relax. We're trying to have fun. And I'm like, I'm in a good place now.
Yeah, no.
I'm not questioning my. We got no fucking time to do this song.
You didn't talk about people trying to powder their ass or anything like that?
Yeah, no.
That gets saved for us. Yeah. I just want you to go on fucking Johnny Race and make him cry on his scarves.
His scarves, plural.
Well, yes.
Well, I got to rehearsal last night. Good guys probably hate me. Nobody ever mentioned it, and we never did the song. We only really had to utilize every time we did to do that Kid Rock song and go over a couple of things for the show. So I was right.
There you go.
Let's take our first break. When we come back, I'll tell you about Jets training camp.